The Randall Carrick voluntary manslaughter case is now before the jury. Attorneys wrapped up their closing arguments about an hour ago. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins me from the Mecklenburg County Courthouse, and he was there for the closing arguments. Michael, are you there?
Hey, Duncan, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you start out by telling us what the prosecution emphasized in their closing statement?
One of their main points of emphasis was how far away Farrell was, the unarmed African-American, from Carrick, the police officer, when Carrick first started shooting. Carrick's testimony through the trial has said it was 3 to 5 feet, but right after the shooting 2 years ago, he told detectives it was 10 feet. So one of the prosecutors emphasized 10 feet. 10 feet when he started shooting at this person, who at no point did he know if he was armed or did he believe that he was armed. That's one of the main things they kept coming back to.
And how did the defense counter that?
They say that this is a case about resisting police and not following police orders. They played the dash cam video, which shows someone yelling 3 times, get on the ground, before the first shots happen. And despite those yells, Farrell is advancing. There's some debate as to how fast he was moving. They also questioned why the prosecution, the state, did not call certain witnesses. For example, they did not call a DNA expert who prosecutors normally call. So in this case, the defense called that expert to show that there was some of Farrell's DNA on the weapon and on Carrick's body.
And very quickly, how did the prosecution rebut the defense's argument?
Their bottom line was that you need to figure out if it was a reasonable act by Carrick. This is not murder. This is voluntary manslaughter. And would a reasonable person think this was excessive force? They pointed out there are two very important clues. There are two other police officers who did not even draw their guns during this exchange. They say look at those people as your clue to what was reasonable in what happened.
All right. That's WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joining us from the Mecklenburg County Courthouse.